This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. It's not on TV, by the way.
It's not on TV.
Sorry, Tom. Everyone makes a mistake every once in a while. Let's try again. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
There you go. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. See Michelle Scalise and come get some.
Come get some.
Yeah.
I'll start off by saying good evening, if I can, and I'd like to, by the way, to Michael.
Michael, I'm not following you. What do you mean?
No, not today?
No, that's my bad. Wrong page. Good evening to Michael.
The other thing that I kind of laugh at or giggle a little bit under
I
my breath.
I love when you giggle. It's hot. When,
that's the... Ooh. I just,
it's, it feels weird. Let's say good evening to Don.
Ah, yeah.
I like that one. I could see that doing some things.
That has legs.
Yeah. I can see it. We're a long ways off.
But Michael has to get involved with the grammar. Because when I showed how I spelled it, you still felt that I spelt it incorrectly, that
because,
I should have threw an R in there.
Because I think there's an R in the way you're saying it. So it should be R-G-H-H-H-H.
Just can't let it go.
Anthony spelled it A-A-A-A-R-G-H.
Okay. See, Anthony went to forum, that's why.
Yeah, but I don't think I heard... Because I know, just to be spiteful, when I did it, I made sure I didn't have an R.
Well, that was Tom's spelling, I've been told. Yeah. Let me find my ding. What page is my ding
Excuse
on?
Me?
I found my ding.
Oh, you sound like Marco. He's got very imaginative names for his ding.
Oh, my gosh.
Really is interesting.
By the way, how was Bluey yesterday? The people want to know. Did Bluey bring it?
It was good. Marco got bored. But, however, and you're not going to get it. But they had their last episode. They're going to go on a long hiatus.
Okay.
It was a 28-minute special. It is unreal. Because what you're going to find out...
You've told me this. I know.
Is that you're going to watch stuff, like a really good cartoon, right, Michael, is going to have something enough for the adults to be able
to
get through.
Right, and you go, the kids aren't even have any idea what this is about.
And this is just... It's so well done. It's over the kids' head, but there's storylines. I don't want to get into
Bluey?
Detail. This is Bluey.
Why are they taking a hiatus? What are they, the Beatles?
Well, because they've been going nonstop for a few years, and they have to take a hiatus. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a spoiler. I'm just going to give you a little taste, okay?
And
if you
I don't think anybody who listens to the show is watching
good.
Bluey.
The mom's, Chili is the mom's name, has an estranged sister. They don't get to see very often. And there was an episode from a while back where she was emotional. The reason they didn't have a great relationship is because she hated coming to visit the kids because she couldn't have children. So in the last episode, there's a wedding, and don't even really mention it. You just have to see it. She comes to the wedding and hugs Chili. No, she's pregnant. And they don't mention it. And you know who picked up on it? Marco and Jalen.
What'd they say?
So she's pregnant. She had the baby. She's going to have a baby. And it was right over my... I even missed it.
Oh, my God.
But the little subtle things...
I'm going to weep my way through Bluey, is what
I'm just
saying.
Telling you, it's going to be a few years, but at some point, because all these things are on apps and everything. It's on Disney.
Right.
I'm keeping it real with the company, Michael.
That's right. You love the company.
You got to see it. I think Michael's kids are a little bit too old, but I'm telling you. Take a look at social media, how it blew up, because they started streaming last night. People went nuts. But we went to go see it live, and... I sent the picture. You saw the joy in everyone's face except Marco.
My good friend Kaz, who you know from Nick's coverage, et cetera, I mentioned before. Michael had choice things to say about the spelling of his baby's name. Kaz wrote, "Bro, this Bluey episode content is gripping. Just us talking about it."
I didn't know if he was being sarcastic.
No. I don't know. His kids may be too young for Bluey.
Now,
they may be not there yet.
Go look at the picture that I sent when the family picture with Bluey. Remember I sent that
on
the thread?
Yes, of course.
You'll see Marco's face. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Wow.
Blow up Marco's face there, and he's got a look of, all right, I might be done.
I'm ready. I've moved on now.
But Jalen was still in jail.
No, well, you know, Marco was actually still, you know what he was thinking about? The Masters. He wanted to know what happened. What if Marco goes the exact opposite, like Dave LaGreca did with your dad, and Marco's just all in on golf.
But for whatever reason, because we had the Canadians game on Saturday playing Ottawa. For some reason, he likes the Ottawa Senators because they wear black jerseys. Mm-hmm. He did a victory dance right in Nancy's face on Saturday.
For his new team, the Ottawa Senators. Yeah. Wow. Well,
he's like, oh, yeah. And he's doing the floss. It's really.
I got to tell you, Michael, I don't know if you had the thought, and I don't want to rush things along because he's only 6 years old.
Right.
But when he sent us the picture of Marco sporting the long cut already, are you telling me you just can't jump ahead 10 years and picture that kid by Gypsy Pond behind Clixie's?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he looks like he is going to be such a. He's going to be a partier. He's going to be an athlete. Marco's going to be on it. And if he keeps that haircut going, oh, he's given such great 80s Jersey, New Jersey.
That was what Hurley nicknamed me.
That's right. Oh, Ryan Hurley. Speaking of which, big shout out to our friend Ryan Hurley, who is now the program director at WFAN. Can you believe that? The boyhood dream has come true for Ryan Hurley.
His boyhood dream?
Well, I mean, he grew up listening to Mike and Chris, obviously. And now he gets to be the P. I mean, when he was a kid listening to sports talk radio, the station he worked at here didn't exist.
Right.
So it had to be the dream was to be at the Fan.
Yeah.
And well, since we're thrilled for him.
And since he was unceremoniously let go, why should...
Bro, this Bluey episode content is gripping.
I hope he wasn't being sarcastic.
No, he wasn't. Believe me, I know Kaz. He was not being sarcastic.
Well, what's wrong with Kaz then?
I'm sorry.
Because it wasn't gripping to me.
Well, you know what? A lot's not gripping to you. You know what? You can go grip something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you can go grip.
Damn it up! Is that compelling enough for you, Mike?
You can find that compelling. Since we brought up the Masters.
Yeah, it's HOC Radio. We're off to this.
Scotty Scheffler, any chance that you were going to leave once you got to the back nine? How could he leave on the back nine?
That's a testament to how good of a headspace I was in. I wasn't thinking about that much. I was doing my best to stay in the moment, stay calm, execute shots. I was very focused out there today. I felt like I did a really good job. You know, Teddy did a great job of making sure that we kept the golf course in front of us. Yeah, we had a great week.
Oh, no. So we're going to throw him flowers for not quitting?
I mean, I know his wife's going to have a baby, but he already made the decision to be there. You're going to walk out on the league, on the lead? He said he would, but by the way, you're up. You're up on the back nine. And also, God, golf is crazy, though. There was a moment there when Colin Morikawa was sitting right there with Scotty Scheffler. Aberg was there. By the way, have you guys ever seen a name with a circle above the A? Is that a letter?
I wanted to add a circle.
They were talking about this morning.
You know how I pronounce it? Aberg. I don't know. What do I do for the... I got to find another sound for the circle. What is the circle? Aberg. What do you do with the circle? Honestly, do any of you know?
It's Aberg.
It's Aberg. It makes the A-A?
Don, Swedish hockey player.
Go ahead.
Pontus Aberg.
Okay,
and he has the mini circle.
We're familiar with circles.
So it's not it's not a click or an mm.
No, okay. I know the joke you're referencing,
but it's just an ah.
I don't think it's ever in a
click wasn't in the conversation. It's an Aberg. Okay.
Oh yeah.
No, that's the marker. By the way, I take it back. For the record, Kaz was not referring to our conversation being gripping. He was saying that Bluey is the best show. And also agrees that it's gripping content.
Michael's checked out of the show completely.
I'm right here. I'm just amazed that this is going on. That Kaz, he has an infant who's not watching TV yet. So Kaz is consuming Bluey for no reason.
Well, no, Kaz is...
I'm concerned.
Hold on. Kaz is older. Eldest is probably three now.
Oh, okay.
Three could be in the Bluey range, right? Yeah, right, Don?
Yes.
Wouldn't know.
That's the Bluey. That's the Bluey wheelhouse. Is three.
And if Michael was into it, we'd have the creator on. So that's the difference. And when I say creator, I don't mean God. I mean the creator of the show.
I mean, we've been trying to get God for 20 years.
Yeah.
We gave the first 2 years when we were on. We didn't think we were ready for God.
And the first question to God is, why do you hate the Mets?
Oh. That was a great. So did you tell that on the air?
Yes, I did.
It was on. That wasn't off the air. You told me that.
No, I didn't retell it.
Really, listen. It's all right. Good show to
retell it though. It is good. It was 3 hours ago. Tell people what happened yesterday. This is good content
because we were watching the Gooden ceremony and it was downpouring on poor Doc. And you could see the rivulets of rain dripping off of his suit.
Which, by the way, it does irritate me. It's not right that Doc, after all these years, finally gets it and has to pour, so half the crowd was inside hiding from the rain. It does irritate.
It was irritating, and Marco was watching with me. He's like, you know, why is it raining? I said, because God hates the Mets. Why does God hate the Mets?
Also, can you answer me this? How he's trying to, like, get the number, you know. And Keith Hernandez having this long, drawn-out conversation with Doc.
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Kinda, that's kind of his thing. He used to do it when he played. Remember? He'd go and talk to Doc on the mound, yell at him.
And Howie was going, leave it to Keith. I mean, everybody's waiting.
Yeah,
Keith. Wait, so hold on. So Howie was standing there with the actual number?
No. They were waiting to take the NY covering off the bumper to unveil.
But Howie was
16.
Stalling because he's the one leading the ceremony.
Well, he wanted Doc to come back. Yeah. But Doc was hugging all of his team. But then
Keith starts holding court.
I think he was going over the whole Bluey episode.
He's adorably oblivious, Keith.
Because the John Boy people, he was saying, you can't believe the Bluey content is just gripping. The woman was pregnant. And Doc's going, what?
That's what you think was going on the field. That's what you think Keith was talking about?
Yes.
So then Kaz chimes in. He says, the Bluey content's gripping. And Don says, that is very funny. But anyways, congratulations to Doc. And I already loved Doc. But the fact that he was so glowing and thanking us last week for as he put it, like leading the charge for him to get. I don't think they heard a word that we said, but I certainly appreciated Doc believing that.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! Playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Now, you know, I'll tell you something that everyone's talking about, guys. It's Knicks basketball. And Dante DiVincenzo says something that we cannot lose sight of. And I know it was a big story early in the season, but I really think you can never want to lose sight of just how much this team likes each other, the amount of energy and camaraderie there is between them. Here's Dante.
I think we genuinely like each other. It's not, you know, it's not BS. It's not, you know, for the cameras. I think everybody in this locker room likes each other. And everybody in this locker room wants everybody else to succeed. I think that's, you know, that's the rarity here. It's not, I'm trying to get mine. I hope you succeed as well. It's no, I hope you succeed and you're going to help me succeed at the same time. And I think that's, you know, the overall mindset in this locker room. And I think, it's helped us get 50 wins this year.
Small detail from yesterday's game, because the end of that Bulls game was ugly. We talked about that. They couldn't inbound the ball cleanly. They just seemed to be struggling there down the stretch. And Dom, one thing that really stood out to me was the second the game ended, the starting five like came together and talked for a moment. They were saying. Did you watch Bluey?
The Bluey episode was.
They were all like,
that was the talk of sports yesterday.
Man.
You guys saw the Bluey finale?
Gripping. Yeah. Well, Cass says it's gripping.
Well, Michael's not feeling something. He's got no problem letting you know how much he's not feeling.
By the way, if Graphics Joker is worth his weight and whatever, he will have a Bluey poster done by the time the segment ends that says, gripping, says Cass.
But the whole Bluey thing has just blown John Sterling's retirement off the front page.
You had to find a better way to use the word Bluey in terms of, you know, at the end.
But everything I personally do not like about the NBA, the Knicks are the polar opposite. Like the individualism, not with the Knicks. Load management, not with the Knicks. Like they really, I think, are complete opposite of the NBA. They do it different. I mean, that's why they finish with the 2 seed.
By the way, I'm going to say this right now. Based on the way this team operates and how much camaraderie there is between the Villanova guys, if you're choosing between Karl-Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, even though Towns is the better player, Don, I got to tell you, I might just make Bridges the guy. Everyone, Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo, if you look at all of them prior to being on this team, Don, they are on a completely different level as a player now. Bridges is already a really good player. How good would Bridges be if he's a part of this group?
It is crazy.
They're not the same. God, DiVincenzo was a nice little player. Nobody thought when he came over here he was going to be setting three-point records for the franchise. And just Josh Hart, too, having these games where you need 30 from DiVincenzo, he gives it to you. Josh Hart can give you 30. And, of course, Jalen Brunson went from a nice player to a legitimate MVP candidate who right now may be the best player in the Eastern Conference. You can make a case for him being the best player in the league at this moment. I mean, that's how good Jalen Brunson is right now. No one thought that before these guys all got together.
No.
So if I had the option to add another piece from Villanova, I got to tell you, I might have to do it. Now, we just talked about Doc Gooden. Let's give Doc a moment. Before we talk about John Sterling, let's give Doc Gooden a moment from yesterday.
Overwhelming at times. They've definitely been very supportive. You know, I look at it as like 84, 85, the support they gave me. I can look at it and say, well, it was easy at that time. But then I look at after 87, when I came back from Smithers the first time, and the ovation I got my first game back, and the way the fans have stuck with me through everything. Today, I get to thank them for that and show my appreciation, what they meant to me. I think it's a connection that we've had and developed at a very young stage in my career that always been there. And the thing that was more important, when you're going through different struggles and you see the fan support, because you're dealing with a life, you know what I'm saying? And when they show their support that way, that's when the real connection comes in, and that's what means a lot to me. And after '94, when the Mets, when we cut ties, which I understood, I always wanted to come back here, let the fans know how much I appreciated them and what they meant to my career, and now I get the opportunity to do that today.
Hmm. Shout out to Doc Gooden. Now, if you got to the show late and you haven't been paying attention, the Yankees are now making it official. John Sterling will call it a career. He has called his last game as the New York Yankees radio announcer. The New York Post is reporting it's health concerns. Michael told us that is not the case. He had a conversation with Michael over the weekend in which he revealed to Michael he just wasn't feeling it anymore. It's too much. He's tired, but it is not some sort of serious immediate health concern. Just not what he wants to be doing. And Don, obviously it's an incredible legacy. Let's hear now, courtesy of WFAN, what will be John Sterling's last home run call.
And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimenticar. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo, he hits a grand slam deep in the left field seats. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
There you have it. But I got to tell you, now that's why you want to go out on top. Because his last call is just, he's still completely at the top of his game.
So true.
Like, I kind of like that he didn't have to do the big, sad, you know, lead up to the whole thing and go through the days knowing it's your last day.
I can understand the emotion and the attention that it would draw, and it would probably be exhausting. But, God, wouldn't you want the closure just to know, all right, I'm going to just have my one last game?
I know. It is.
But if you're done, you're done.
Like, do you make the decision and say, I kind of thought he'd do this last homestand, home series this weekend. Do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Call it a career then.
Yeah, but I guess maybe he just felt the attention or just he is really done. That's it. And again, he said it's not about first pitch to last pitch. He loves that. It's, you know, it's the commute, the preparation it takes. It's a long day, man. For a guy that's going to be 86 years old, what time does he get to the ballpark? You know, he probably gets on the later side than most, but say he gets there at 4 and he's probably home at 11. That's a long day.
I mean, not to mention the game itself is heavy lifting on radio.
Sure.
You know, Michael and Paul or whoever Michael's with, they take moments where they just lay out and let the images and the crowd noise play. You can't do that much of that on radio.
You know, listen, baseball is different than any other sport, but I'm sure, you know, for me doing a hockey game, the work is the prep. Preparing for the game. The fun is when the puck drops and you're doing the game and all that, but like the prep of getting ready is where all the work comes in. And
do you have any idea how many Ranger games you've done play-by-play for? I'm sure you do, because you have them all on CD.
454.
Anthony, do you think it's common that someone would have done that many of those games and know the exact number?
Yes, only Don.
It's only Don, right?
It's
that's
a
how
Don.
Much I love it.
So 454.
Yes.
6-1, and you love it so much. 454. That is not quite three seasons of John's amount of games.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can imagine that as motivated and as much as he could enjoy it, 30 years of it, starting when he was 50, by the way, I can see how hard it would be at this point.
Yeah. You know? And it's every day. You know, with hockey and basketball, even if you're doing it full time, you might have four games in a week. Most likely, it's usually three, sometimes just two. But in baseball, it's 162 on radio. Like, Michael doesn't do 162 because ESPN will pick up a game, Fox, and he has some series that he takes off. So 162 games, plus postseason, which the Yankees routinely go, that's a lot. And it's every day. You get 18 days off during a regular season. Imagine having 18 days off. And they work 4th of July. They work Memorial Day. Right? They work Labor Day for the most part. Right? Right in the middle of the summer. It's a lot.
No, it's a heavy lift. So,
he said he started doing Yankee games at 50, but he was doing, you know, Braves before then, Islanders, Atlanta Hawks.
Well, I have to imagine, though, that because this is taking place, I have to imagine that we'll do something that we haven't done, I believe, the entire time since I've been on the show. And that talk to John Sterling.
We had him on, it was before you.
I think it was before
me. It's like a decade, almost a decade ago. Because the games weren't always on the fan. They were on CBS and before that, ABC. So I think when we first started, he actually did some shows early on at ESPN Radio.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
This is like maybe within the first year when the games were on ABC. And they were auditioning different people. The station was still in its infancy, so we were kind of trying different things. And they had John do a few days. And that's where I got to really meet and talk to him. I was doing updates during those shows. And I remember he came out into the newsroom one time during a commercial break, and he's like, I don't know why people say this is so hard. It's talk radio. You just open your mouth and talk. I don't understand why people think this is a big deal. You just open your mouth and talk.
All you do is talk.
So fast forward, a few years later, I'm at the stadium hanging out with Michael. John comes over, and I tell him that story, and he's like, I don't remember that.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I don't know
about.
What you're talking about. Sports radio is very difficult to do.
I would in no way want to demean your profession.
And the thing is, it sounds like we're kind of poking fun. We're not. What we're doing is telling you that the John Sterling on the air that you hear doing games is John Sterling off the air. That's him. His voice, the way he talks, the things he finds funny. I'm telling you that he is that person. You're not flipping on some switch and he becomes John Sterling, the baseball announcer. He's John Sterling 24/7.
Before we get up out of here, Don, 39 years ago today.
So 39 years ago today would be 1985.
Well, maybe this will jog your memory.
Both guys are going at it.
Hearn's getting the better of it right now. No nonsense at all here. And a left hand by Hagler. What a pace.
Maybe the greatest round in boxing history. Yeah, round one, Hagler, Hearns.
And that's Lampley Leonard, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's crazy that Leonard's the one on play on color because he's in the prime of his career. That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month. A lot more to digest tomorrow. Get you ready for the Knicks playoffs and so much more. We'll see you at 3 tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.